Oh my God, weekend's over already. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz, here we are on a beautiful spring Monday. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Hey, man.
What?
Get Hugh Douglas out of here,
oh,
man.
Oh, dude, we can't get him out of here.
Seriously.
Yeah. Guy's doing a show during the commercial break right here.
Brother Spike?
Yes.
It's been a good weekend. We're back to Monday. Short weekend. I tell you, it was over with pretty fast. Ready to dive in to the newest members of the Midnight Green family. Phillies managed to win a series out there in the Windy City. Jackie Baseball, don't rush it, but we're almost back. We're almost back. Holla at your boy.
We sure are, pal. That was a big weekend. I treated yesterday damn near like a playoff game.
Yeah. It's been a real roller coaster for you this season with the Phils. Real roller coaster. Big show, as always. Mike Mayock joins us at 4 o'clock to go over the draft, our draft expert. We sent Elliot Shore Parks to Washington, D.C. as the Eagles are visiting the White House, so we have our own embedded reporter in D.C.
Most of the Eagles are visiting the White House.
Yes, some of the Eagles are visiting the White House. But Elliot is for sure there.
He's there.
He's there reporting. So we'll have Elliot joining us at 3. Oh, boy, it is a big show. Now, you mentioned we have a bunch of new members, or at least the temporary members of the Philadelphia Eagles, as the Eagles took 10 players over the weekend. You know, walking away from it, we talked a little bit on YouTube, on our YouTube show on Friday about Jahai Campbell. Walking away from it, Ike, what was like your big takeaway from the Eagles draft this year?
Well, here's the thing I love that they did. They stayed heavy on the defensive side of the ball. Listen, they added some offensive depth with some guys late in the draft, backup quarterback, offensive lineman, fine with that. But it seemed like, you know, we thought the defensive side of the ball, the number one ranked defense this past year to the defending Super Bowl champions, was hit pretty hard when you talk about the amount of talent that left. And so they have to replace that. And you're not going to hit on every player that you may have in there initially to replace that talent that left. So you got to give yourself more of an opportunity with more guys to potentially fill those roles, and so you have a higher success rate in selecting those replacements. And that's what they did. They went for some young guys that are more cost-effective. I like what they did. Obviously, you pick up Campbell late in the first round. We know about the talent prior to he falls for whatever reasons, whether it's injuries, whether he's a tweener, meaning people don't know where to necessarily fit him at as an off-the-ball linebacker or an outside rusher. I think the Eagles envision what they want to do with him, so they couldn't pass up on the talent. Mabuku, out of Texas, the second-round pick. The safety. I'm not going to tell you I don't like the pick. I'll tell you that I'm still learning about the player. I've seen him, right? Plays at Texas. We know he played at a prominent program. They were in the playoffs. I think they were in the Final Four. They were in the Final Four.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm really just talking out loud.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know they had a very good football team. He certainly plays bigger than what his measurables say. It'd be interesting to see how much of that translates to the NFL. Is he a slot guy? Is he truly a safety? Some people think, you know, CJGJ wasn't that big, so he kind of fits that sort of mold. I do see a lot of similarities there.
Is it ball hawk like CJGJ is, seems like? Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not going to tell you I don't like the pick. I'll just tell you that I'm intrigued by the pick. One pick I do think that was very underrated that I think we're going to wind up liking is the kid out of Nebraska.
Ty Robinson.
Robinson, yeah.
Yes.
This kid.
Defensive tackle, 24 years old.
Yeah.
From an athletic standpoint, seems like he's a great athlete.
That's what I was going to say. His athletic ability seems to be off the chart for a man that size. Put him next to Jalen Carter, Moro Jomo, like those type of guys. We'll see what he's going to be moving forward. And he's actually playing a position where he could come in and contribute in his rookie year, being a rotational guy. So we'll get into some of the other guys. I feel like they added some young depth right? We'll see what these guys ultimately turn out to be, but I think they've added some young depth. And here's the best thing I love about it. Most of these guys are from big programs, big-time programs. SEC, Big Ten, big conferences, played against great competition, whether it was in practice every day or in conference play every week. So I like that part about adding that to the roster.
215-592-9494. What was your biggest takeaway from the Eagles' picks this weekend? I don't profess to be, of course, some draft expert.
Mel Kiper?
I'm definitely not Mel Kiper. We'll get to that later, too. I'm definitely not Mel Kiper. And I don't even really watch college football. But from an Eagles perspective, the entire draft was just like, my biggest takeaway is that it was weird. I thought the whole draft was weird. I thought them using their first pick for an off-ball linebacker was a little weird. Definitely not what the Eagles do. The fact that they didn't take one player that they had a top 30 meeting with, not one, in the entire draft.
That is.
It's weird.
That one is a little weird.
It's just weird, right? Yeah. They don't take an edge until the very last pick they have in the draft, and you could argue that that was maybe their biggest need going into the draft. I mean, we're talking about defensive secondary and edge, and look, you can say Jahad Campbell is an edge. He's not an edge until he's an edge. He's an off-ball linebacker right now. They take a 5'10 cornerback. You know, before an edge in the fourth round, before Swinson went. Yeah. This whole offseason has been weird to me. The way they've been talking about it has been weird to me. And the draft was weird to me. So I'm not here to say it was a bad draft. I don't know if it was a bad draft. It's almost impossible. They got A's from everybody, A's and B's from everybody. It's impossible to say whether it was a good draft or a bad draft until we see, you know, if they play, especially somebody like me who's not an expert on any of these players. I can just tell you that from what I've seen from the Eagles in the past compared to what they did here, it all just seems a little bit weird to me. It seems a little bit out of character, and it's strange. Now, paying a linebacker was out of character. Paying a running back was out of character. All these things that the Eagles did that was out of character seemed to work out last year,
sure.
Right? But this draft seemed a little bit weird to me. All right, 215-592-9494. But we do have a next question today. By the way, I also want to say, I love the quarterback pick. I like that they take Kyle McCord.
One of your YouTube big
number
board
two
guys.
YouTube big board. The guy is. You can trade Tanner McKean now because we have our backup quarterback for the next 4 or 5 years.
20 draft picks next year, so I don't know if we need that.
Well, to trade him for I don't know. You're gonna need to trade him for something at some point. But the fact that it took Kyle McCord, I was very happy with. It is Jay Leno's birthday, and before Jay Leno was a late night host, he was a stand up comedian, a really good stand up comedian by the way.
Yeah.
And so for next question today, we're going to ask you your go-to stand-up, all-time stand-up. Jack, do you have an all-time stand-up?
I do have an all-time stand-up, but...
All-time.
But...
What?
I think this guy's going to eventually be on the Mount Rushmore of comedians.
Oh, really?
And that's Shane Gillis.
Oh, he's not going to be on the Mount
Rushmore. I don't care. He's my favorite comedian of all time.
Of all time?
Yeah, it's not even close.
I was going to say, what Mount Rushmore is he on?
Yeah.
Jack's Mount Rushmore.
I've seen him... seen him twice, and then I saw him do Saturday Night Live, and it was the same act over 2 years, three times. I'm a little worried about him.
Shane Gillis.
You'd recognize him.
Shane Gillis?
He's
Gillis.
From Richie's hometown.
Yeah.
Richie's hometown.
Yeah, mechanics.
Shame? Like Seamus?
I feel like we're in that Step Brothers scene right now. Shane.
Pim?
Yeah, Pim. Pim? Shane Gillis.
Like Shane, S-H-A-N.
Yes, like Shane McMahon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Shane Gillis. So Jax is Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
Gillis.
Not Shane McGillis.
No, not McGillis. Just okay. Gillis. Yes.
Nailing it.
Yes.
I'm out on
him. Wow. You don't know who
it is? I have no idea who it is.
Okay. All right.
I have no idea. I'm going Bernie Mac.
All time?
Yeah.
Number one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he's a goat.
He's probably not the most mainstream or popular guy. You can go with some other guys.
He's legendary
as far
for
as
sure.
Me, yes. My guy?
Yes.
Number one, Bernie Mac, baby.
My number one all time was Norm MacDonald, and I love Norm. Norm may be most famous for the Saturday Night Live Weekend Update.
Oh yeah, okay. OJ.
Dirty Work, of course. But Norm MacDonald is a stand-up.
What are you fired for?
I was What's that?
He got fired for all the OJ stuff.
He did. He did. Yeah. And then they brought him back to host, like they did with Shane Gillis, by the way. Fired him. And then I got to see Norm MacDonald once at Helium. He ended his set with a 20-minute joke with no punchline. Everybody was just staring. And I was dying laughing the entire time.
I never got, like, as a kid, right? Growing up, people would tell me about Norm MacDonald. Like, hilarious, hilarious, hilarious.
The best.
Didn't get it.
Oh, right.
Now, as you get older, you understand Norm MacDonald.
Yes, of course. He did a final special that I think is on Netflix, but he passed away a couple years ago. But he did a final special during COVID at home in front of his computer. So the entire 70-minute special is just him talking to the screen with no audience, no anything, and it's an amazing thing. So me, Norm MacDonald. All right, 215-592-9494. Your one takeaway from the Eagles draft. Ike likes the defense. I think it's all weird. Tom in Wildwood, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. It's an honor. Yeah, I heard Hertz isn't going to the White House. And, yeah, I'm a big Trump guy, but, like, I'm totally cool with him not going. Like, he's totally free to do that. And, honestly, I like what Barkley said. Just, like, you know, just keep it traditional. And, like, he went golfing with Obama, and then, like, everyone's freaking out because he golfed with Trump. And it's just, like, it's the president, you know? But, you know, he's totally cool. He's still my QB1. I love Hurts. It's just he's free to do it, and that's what makes America so great.
There you go, man. It's America, right? He can do what he wants to do. So there you go. What'd you think of the draft?
Oh, I loved it. I loved that defensive tackle from Nebraska. My buddy's a Cornhuskers fan, and he said that guy is like, yeah, what Ike said, freak of nature. And I don't know. I would have liked to take Shador over the QB we got. Personally, but
Kyle Allard is it Allard or Howard? Who's our quarterback that we got? Kyle McCord?
McCord.
Allard, what did
McCord.
I say? Kyle Allard.
Are you thinking of Drew Allard?
Drew Allard?
Yeah, Kyle McCord.
Another ass quarterback.
Yeah.
Nah, but I thought it was a good draft. I don't know. They probably really trust Jalen Hunt. That's the only reason I can think of.
For not drafting an edge? Yeah, well, that's a lot of trust for a guy that went to the Houston Christian. You know, and I thought he was good last year, but man, that's a like.
I'm gonna tell you what.
Yeah.
The Eagles have put they put their draft philosophy to the test this year.
They really did. They really did. There's a lot of faith in Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. Yeah. So he mentioned Shador Sanders.
Yes.
So let's talk about that for a second. So. Mm-hmm. So the Eagles are sitting there. It's the fifth round, and there's at this point, Ian Rappaport has started talking about the fact that there's rumors that the Eagles may take Shador Sanders, you know, quarterback factory. Here's what he said, actually.
Rich, there have been rumors all day that the Philadelphia Eagles were interested in Shador Sanders, would be a perfect landing spot for him, a veteran quarterback room, a team with a really good backbone, really good culture. Well, the Cleveland Browns just traded over the Eagles. I wonder, obviously they have Dylan Gabriel yesterday. Did the Browns do this thinking the Eagles would take Shador and just maybe? We'll see.
Wow.
Well, I can tell you we'd have a much different show today if they had. So let me ask you this, Ike. The Browns don't trade up, let's say. Let's say Shador Sanders slips to the Eagles in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Two questions. One, do you think the Eagles would have took him? Two, do you think they should have took him in that situation? Should have taken him.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, listen, if I'm going to believe the reports that are out there, I do believe the Eagles certainly were interested. I don't know why those reports would be out there.
Sure.
If they weren't.
Would you have wanted them to do it?
No. So that's I'm giving you a two-part. Answer here.
Okay.
Yes, I believe the Eagles may have had some interest in drafting Shador Sanders. No, I'm happy they didn't. I'm happy that they did not draft him. I'm happy that the Cleveland Browns jumped in front of the Eagles to draft Shador Sanders. And there's several reasons why I would say I'm happy about that. Let's start with I don't need the headache of talking about Shador being here and potentially overtaking Jalen Hurts as a starting quarterback. So I'll just say, I don't need that headache.
Did you just wink at the camera?
Yeah. No, I didn't wink at the camera. I'm being honest. Let me take my glasses off so I can let them see me.
I would have strangled me by 242.
Yes, I don't want to have to deal with that. I didn't want to have to deal with that nonsense. on a regular for the next several years. And B, I just think it's more than what it's worth. The hassle and the distraction is more than what it's worth to us. I'm happy Shador landed where he landed in Cleveland. I think he has a legitimate chance to win that starting job out there in Cleveland. When you look at that quarterback room, he was not going to win the starting job here, nor should he be a starting quarterback here. And with his persona and everything that comes with him, again, it would be – we're not going to ask questions about Cal Allard or whatever. What is his name?
Kyle McCord.
Whatever his name is. Yeah, I'm sorry. Local kid. Went to St. Joe's.
It's all right, though. He grew up a Jets fan.
Listen. And he's from South Jersey. Listen.
Did he?
Despite all the talk about local kids in this area, Philly, shout out to Philly. No disrespect. I'm just saying.
St. Joe's prep kid.
South Jersey is holding it down.
A little bit.
These are South Jersey kids that went to prep.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
At least you got Tyler Phillips out of here.
South Jersey holding it down. I don't need the headache. We don't get the headache with this kid that we would get if Shador Sanders was here. So I'm happy he's not here. I believe the Eagles did have the interest because they think they are a quarterback factory and they can overcome everything.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I'm glad Cleveland jumped in front of us. Because Shador was never going to play here.
Look, and I know people will take this from me the way that they're going to take it. Of course I would want them to take Shador Sanders. Because if your whole thing is going to be value, if we're going to look and say that the reason that they took Jahad Campbell is even though we don't take linebackers in the first round and blah, 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 but you've got a top 10 grade on him, and that's why we took him, because we didn't think he would be there. Well, Shador Sanders is I didn't think he would be there for of all time, the number one.
Yeah.
You know, and look, if there is one place with a sturdy culture where you can maybe rebuild his value, maybe he ends up being the backup quarterback here and you flip him in the offseason for something else, even if you never think he's going to be the starting quarterback here. I would hope, who knows? You talk about the circus. Who knows if there's been any humbling based on what that happened? Who knows if he comes into camp realizing that maybe the way he played it beforehand isn't the way he plays it moving forward? Maybe they rehabilitate his image. You know, he certainly played well enough in college football to be a top second round pick.
He should have been a higher draft pick.
I just think from a value perspective, and I know people are going to think that this is the anti-Jalen thing. It's not an anti-Jalen thing. It's like from a value perspective, it's a rare opportunity to get somebody at that point. You know, you're really just filling out lottery tickets. Yeah.
I mean, if I were to believe they were truly interested, then that's probably what they saw.
Yeah. And look, the last time we drafted a quarterback when it made everybody crazy, we ended up winning a Super Bowl with that guy. So I'm not saying that, and I know it was a hassle, and I know we go back and it was crazy, but it ended up working out, right? And
it did.
And you have a quarterback who 3 months ago we were talking about maybe was the top pick in the NFL draft is sitting there in the fifth round. Like, I think it's, you do it. We're never going to know what would have happened. We'll never get a straight answer out of anybody from the Eagles, whether it would have happened or not. But I think if he was sitting there, I would have taken him. Jack, what would you have done?
100%.
Yeah, okay.
it's all about value.
Yep.
Now, I totally understand it from, like, I would not take him in the second, third, maybe even the fourth. But it's the fifth round. I mean, seriously. Who would ever?
You thought they were going to take him in the fourth.
But I would have done it. I mean, I maybe would have done it. It's not, again, it's not anti-Jalen at all. Would never. But it's just, at some point, he was viewed, like you said, as a first-round pick, no doubt about it. You rehabilitate the image. Maybe he gets humbled being in a strong quarterback room like the Eagles have with a strong culture.
Yeah.
And you get the best version out of him. And the reality is, I mean, Jalen has been banged up, you know? So like, he has had to miss time. God forbid he went down for an extended period of time. Tanner McKee is fine. You know, Kyle McCord stinks. And
Kyle McCord does not stink. Kyle McCord does not stink.
He wears Mark Sanchez's number because he grew up a Jets fan. What's that tell you?
He was the probably the second best quarterback in the draft, Kyle McCord.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, he was probably the second best quarterback in the draft. Yeah.
But I think it would have been a no-brainer.
All right.
No-brainer.
215-592-9494. Big takeaways from the draft. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP. What's up, Ziggy? Ziggy.
Come on, Zig.
Ziggy Stardust. All right, let's go to Mike in South Jersey. Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, how you doing?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, I kind of agree with you. Where, like, it was a weird draft. I don't dislike it by any means.
it wasn't what I expected. Like, we all came into that saying they have, what, 20 picks the next 2 years?
Yep.
And, you know, they're going to move some, and they take 10 guys. So I don't dislike it. I think they're trying to hit on what they've been doing. They've been, I think they're valuing quantity over quality. And I think that they trust their scouting more so. I mean, they trust their coaches between the defensive side of the ball, having Fangio and these good positional coaches, and then Stoutland. Like, 9 out of the 10 guys will be under them, besides McCord, you know, the steal of the draft, if you ask you and Elliot.
Yes, sir.
But overall, I'm satisfied. I think they chose a lot of guys early who they think have a chance to start or at least make a big impact day one. And then, like, later on, they tried to find those gems. Like, the last two picks they made have some of the highest upside. So I don't think it was a bad draft. I thought it was interesting. The part that I found probably most weird was we still don't really have an answer surrounding Dallas Goedert.
Yeah. And Mike, next question. Give us your favorite stand-up comedian, Jay Leno's birthday.
I'm not huge on stand-up. I'll just go with a classic and say Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle's a great one.
Oh,
there you go.
Classy.
The Dallas Goedert thing, I told Elliot when he first said that they were going to trade him for a draft pick. Nobody's going to give you a draft pick for Dallas Goedert.
Nope.
Rube said it on Thursday. The guy is a good player, obviously, but he is injured a lot. He's due $14 million. There's no way he can get that on the, like, if they cut him right now. So if you're another team, what are you trading a draft pick for? I still think he makes the most sense on the Eagles as opposed to any other team. Go back to him and say there's no money out there. Will you he's making 14. Will you take 9? Will you take 8? And have him on the Eagles this year. I just think it makes the most sense for him and makes the most sense for the Eagles. The Eagles didn't draft the guy either.
Yeah, something tells me, you say 8 or 9, something tells me that's much higher than what they want to give him.
They want to give him 5.
Or 4.
Or 4, right.
Because 8 or 9, he probably says, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Something tells me the Eagles wants to give him somewhere around 3 or 4.
It's just they don't have an answer
certainly
there
no
either.
No more than 5.
You know, they don't have any. They've Grant Calcaterra, you know.
I agree with you. I totally agree. And I think Dallas, he's in. He knows that either the Eagles are going to have to come to him with a good number or they're just going to release him. And from his viewpoint, well, if you're asking me to play for 5 or less, then I'll just cut me.
And I'll go get 5 somewhere else.
I can go out and get 5 or more somewhere else, maybe with incentives or what have you, based on catches, number of games played. Like, he may be able to get a 1-year deal with somebody in the right situation where he can get a bigger deal next year. So he's like, well, go ahead and cut me if you're going to cut me.
Yeah, the trade part of it was always weird to me, though, mm-hmm. for a draft pick. A guy his age who's injured as much as he is, making as much money as he is.
Yeah.
It never felt realistic to me that they were going to get
that
a draft pick for him.
You were going to get anything of value anyway.
No.
Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense to me. All right, 215-592-9494. What was your biggest takeaway from the draft, and would you have taken Shedeur Sanders if you were the Eagles sitting there? Coming up at 3, Elliott Shore Park's embedded in Washington, D.C.
What's going on down in D.C.?
Yeah,
made the trip. The Eagles are, it looks like they're about to arrive at the White House.
Oh, and where do you see
so
Elliott?
Do we have?
See tiny little Elliott anywhere?
Yes, I'm asking a legitimate question. Is this live coverage? Like, is this, I don't know.
I don't.
Is this a big
deal? I think
deal?
It's on TV. Yeah.
Is it? Like, yeah.
Dodgers? I don't think the Dodgers were on TV when they visited. I don't think so.
Sure. Well, C-SPAN's probably
baseball.
Putting
this
it on.
Is, this is the Eagles. This is football.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if it's live, are we allowed to put it on the radio?
They brought the Dodgers there during the damn in November and December.
Oh,
right. Knows.
Right.
They were there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's my point exactly.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.